This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Lillian Katz wrote, "Learning to deal with setbacks and maintaining persistence and optimism necessary for childhood's long road to mastery are the real foundations of lasting self-esteem." Gloria Steinem said, "Self-esteem isn't everything. It's just that there's nothing without it." And then Mark Twain said, "We can secure other people's approvals if we do it right and try hard, but our own worth is 100 of it." Interesting topic today, isn't it? Today I'm going to be talking about self-esteem and your health. Thanks for joining me. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and I'm going to be talking about self-esteem throughout the show and how important that is for our overall health and well-being. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about what's the difference between self-esteem and self-worth. So it should be a very interesting show. It's something that I have found is an important ingredient and component of trying to really find this abundance and create this abundance that 2012 is really offering to us for the energy of throughout the year. So again, self-esteem and going and talking about it, it's going to be an exciting show. But the most important thing I do always want to do as a medical intuitive is I really want to share the standpoint of how these different emotional components of who we are, or these hidden psychological components, really do overall affect the well-being of the body. And so in self-esteem, the case of that is it actually boosts the immune system's ability to fight off those invaders the way that it's designed, also to improve heart function, and then to protect the body and the cells against all of the different environmental contaminants, the foods that we eat, and so forth, and really, really does help us tremendously in being able to have that overall sense of well-being. And then also self-esteem is very important in the healing process itself, and especially I've found as a medical intuitive that where we find the real value of self-esteem is dealing with cancer, and because of being a medical intuitive, dealing with breast cancer, very, very, very important. I'm also going to be taking your calls, so if you have a question for me about your health, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then also, it's you can, international callers, call the same number, except do your international calling call code beforehand. And then again, the number is 877-230-3062. I also would like to invite you to join me for my May free Your Health teleclass that's going to be on tinnitus. So if you or someone that you know or a friend or a loved one suffers from tinnitus, and what that is that's that ringing, roaring, buzzing, hissing, humming, chirping, and even the whistling in the ears, then what you'll want to do is do join me for these teleclasses, and the one in May is on tinnitus. It's free, and what I try to do is I really try to give a holistic perspective of the different illnesses that I cover in these teleclasses. And by the way, those topics are suggestions from you as my listeners and those people and the others in my database. So if you have a suggestion for me, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and send me a suggestion, and then I'll put it into the list of the different topics I want to cover. But what I found is I got so many questions about tinnitus, and I thought, you know, other than just doing a radio show, I really wanted to devote a full hour to being able to talk about it. So what I do as a medical intuitive is I look at tinnitus clinically, given a general description, but then I go one step beyond, or multiple steps beyond, where I go in and I look at the hidden psychological contributors that is behind tinnitus. Also, I look at the conditions and the illnesses that can also trigger tinnitus, And then I go in and look at how does it look in the aura, how does it map in the chakras, and then offer a myriad of suggestions that you can do to treat and to give yourself relief of tinnitus by using alternative therapies. So a lot of information in that 60-minute teleclass, and again, it's free. If you would like to register, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. That date is May 24th. It's 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It's free. Register online. And then also, I hope you'll share it with your friends. I have a lot of fun putting these different teleclasses together and go to a lot of research and extent to be able to offer a holistic perspective, something I love doing. And I think that feedback is that people get a lot of value of it. And then following the teleclass, I always stay on the line for 20 to 30 minutes and do exactly what I'm going to be doing on the show today, is I'm going to be taking your calls, answering your questions, and sharing my medical intuitive skills. So it's a very fun-filled, informational-filled hour, and then that time afterwards. So let me go in, and I want to start from the very beginning and kind of looking, get to the basics and looking at, so what is the difference between self-worth and self-esteem? Because they are different, even though we use them interchangeably. And I think that as a medical intuitive, I've found that that really does create a lot of confusion. So when we think about self-worth, we really need to think about that's what other people give us and what other people take away. That's what Mark Twain was really referring to in his quote. But on the other hand, self-esteem is what we give to ourselves, and we also can take that away. It's how we see ourselves, how we feel about ourselves. Self-worth is how others see us and how others are really looking at us, how they see us in our self-worth. And then again, if they don't see us in a favorable light or they're having a bad day, then they may say something that undermines our self-worth. So just think of it as self-worth as being external, self-esteem as being internal. And we can give it to ourselves, we can take it away, and we can do it many, many times on a daily basis. It isn't something where we take away our self-esteem and, oh my gosh, it's a lifelong process that we have to live with that. But we can change it, and we actually have different aspects of our life that our self-esteem may be healthier in that area than in other areas. So remember, with self-esteem, nobody else can take it away. And the reason for this is it goes back to self-esteem is that sense of positive self-regard. It has a lot to do with our self-respect. It's the way that we view ourselves that makes us feel good about who we are. It also is tied to our capabilities, our role in this world, and the way we see ourselves in the role in this world, and how we personally feel about our relationships and how we feel that we interact with other people. Again, it's not other people feeding that self-esteem. It's really us feeding it. And for in my world of personality, both the green and the orange personality color actually go in, and they see their self-esteem as directly tied to other people's feedback, specifically around relationships. Now, if you don't know your personality color, you can go on my website, whatcolorsyourpersonality.com. There's a mini assessment on the site, and then you can just answer a few statements, and then voila, you will become a personality color. And then all of my books that are available, Your Personality, Your Health, What Colors Your Personality, Love, What's Personality Got to Do With It, and Managing People, What's Personality Got to Do With It. All of those books have more information on the different colors. Each book also has an assessment. But that's one of the things that I found when we're looking at self-esteem. We really have to look at it through the eyes of our personality. And because oranges and greens make decisions based on emotions, meaning how they feel right, they tend by nature to struggle with their self-esteem more than any other personality color. Self-esteem is that source of our inner strength, and it provides that inner wisdom and that inner knowing that we have that can help us move through the problems that we experience. And especially I've found with a healthy self-esteem, it really, really helps us in getting through those problems that just seem to keep popping up, the problems that we think that we've solved them or we've dealt with them, and they just keep coming back. That's those repetitive core theme problems that we have. A healthy self-esteem, instead of berating ourselves and saying, oh, darn, here it is again, and what did I do wrong, and how bad am I, and I'm not good enough or adequate enough, that certainly is the telltale sign of a low self-esteem. Then what we can say is, okay, well, here this is again. What can I learn from this? How can I make better choices, different choices? How can I change me the way that I want to, instead of feeling like I have to compromise me in order to be able to get the love or the care or the attention that I'm looking for? So when we use that self-esteem from that positive standpoint, then what it does is it helps us move through the struggles of life without falling into that suffering that keeps us so trapped in our old patterns. And when we get into suffering, what I found as a medical intuitive is then we go in and we look to other people to bail us out. Self-esteem bails us out. But not necessarily other people can do that. And sometimes it isn't in their best interest to bail us out. So as a result, we find ourselves suffering, repeating the same patterns. That really does undermine our self-esteem. And as a result, we're really not able to cope effectively or strongly or courageously in the challenges that life presents itself. And when you think of self-worth, it's part of the blueprint of our behavior. It's that conditioned part of our behavior. But when you think of self-esteem is tied to our soul, and our soul always sees us as perfect, and it always sees every situation as merely just an opportunity to learn more about ourselves and to learn more about how we can stop that compromise in order to feel like we have to do that in order to be loved. If we suffer from so low self-esteem, then we express that through our words and our actions, and we actually open ourselves up energetically to attract people who are going to support our perception, people who will try to control us, people who will try to emotionally undermine who we are by pointing out our limitations. And again, going back to my world of personality, one of the things that undermines the self-esteem of the green and orange personality is when people say to them, there you go again, you're being too emotional, you're always too emotional. Well, the gift of being the orange and the green is you use your emotions to make decisions. So when you use those emotional judgments, is the decision right or wrong? Does it feel good or bad? That's your self-esteem that's saying to you, follow that. But if someone says to you, there you go again, you're being too emotional, then what they do is they impact your self-worth. They take away your self-worth, and then you look at yourself as being somehow flawed or inadequate. Now you're going to fall into that abyss of low self-esteem. So what they also do is that when you do that, you're going to actually attract people that are going to take advantage of your good nature and your desire to be able to make people happy or to assist people in finding their happiness. That's really what we want to say. And then being able to really live a quality of life, a joyful life that can add to your quality of life. Self-esteem is generally based on five factors, two physical and three psychological. The first factor is physical, our appearance. We really do base a lot of our self-esteem, both male and female, based on our appearance itself. If we have maybe we're overweight, and those comments about being overweight can undermine our self-esteem, and then we can suffer from low self-esteem, and it's like it chips away a lot of our confidence. So our appearance is really important, and in that particular case, if you've dealt with a weight issue your entire life, and you've done a lot of different things, that's just who you are, especially at the time those comments come in, and then you can go in and you can look at the other things that you are really looking at. And in fact, there's a wonderful YouTube clip that's on right now. That's a 2012 audition of the Britain. The British thing that, oh my gosh, I just lost it. I'm going to get it back here. Hang on, everybody. Thank you. The voice thing. What is that? What is Simon on? Barb, help me out. Pardon? You've Got Talent. Anyway, if you go to that YouTube, see my producer's helping me with this. I love her to pieces for that. But anyway, it's there's a clip on it, and Jonathan is a fabulous, he's like a Pavarotti. He's absolutely phenomenal. He's heavy. And when he walks on the stage, Simon says, just when you think it couldn't get worse, here it is. And when Jonathan opened his mouth and he sang, the audience was brought to tears. I get goosebumps every time I think about this. And then what it is that he sings, and he sings with such conviction and such voice. He's 17 years old. And what the comment is you can't judge a book by its cover. You have to go deeper. You have to find out what those talents are. So if someone says something to you that basically comes in and undermines you, then what will occur is that self-esteem starts to get eroded. So in the case of Jonathan, what it does is he goes in and he remembers he can sing well. He remembers that he can bring people to their feet, that he can touch them at that heart level. That's a healthy self-esteem, even though we may be overweight. Every time I think about that, in fact, when I have an end of the day where I get to the point where I'm kind of low on my self-esteem and thinking, well, did I do everything I could? Should I, coulda, woulda, all those part of it? I actually go and I watch that video clip. And when I do, it is absolutely phenomenal. So it's the British thing. Go to YouTube, Jonathan Antoine, A-N-T-O-I-N-E. Look at it. It will endear your heart. The next part of it is our physical abilities. What are we good at? Maybe we're good at, you know, playing soccer, but we're not good at playing basketball. Or maybe we're good at doing gardening, but we're not good at being athletic. So a lot of other factors of our self-esteem is tied to that physical abilities. Also, our perceived intelligence. Then the other thing is, how confident are we in social situations? And then the fifth thing, again, psychological, is how do we regard ourselves? A growing body of evidence says that a low self-esteem actually can be a factor in chronic pain, chronic infections, and chronic illnesses. It's also a common denominator in stress-prone personalities, and it plays a significant risk in increasing that risk of heart disease. Low self-esteem impacts the immune system, affecting its productivity and the vitality of those T cells, those natural killer cells, and the cells primarily responsible for protecting the body against invaders and infections. So you can see that it's very, very, very important. It's a powerful influence on how we feel about ourselves and about our health. And as again, in that self-esteem, as it's healthy, then we can see life's challenges as just that, instead of suffering deeply. So what I want to do is I'm going to be talking more about self-esteem. I just got so choked up and goosebumps all over about that YouTube clip. And again, it just helps pull me up. And I think that it will help pull all of you as my listeners up. So I do ask you to go in and look at it. And the title of it is The Idol Show. That's what it really is about also. So if you go, just look for it. Anyway, big, deep breath, goosebumps, feeling good about everything, healthy self-esteem. Let's jump in. Jan from Las Vegas, line one. How can I help you?
Thank you so much, and I don't want to wear out my welcome. You've given me a lot of help through the years.
A problem.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you, because this is really important, my new doctor has decided that he wants to do a new procedure on me, and it's called an ultraviolet light blood transfusion for this Epstein-Barr and all the infections that are in my body. I can't take antibiotics for any of this. And all that you just said just now, I fall into the whole category. I think that's how I got sick, because my self-esteem just wasn't very good. And the stress and all the stuff just pulled me down. And I've gotten this illness here, and it's been going on for a long time. And now this doctor says that because I can't take antibiotics to fight these infections, and the vitamins are low, and the hormones are all messed up, they're pretty low too, and I can't take the hormones. I've been trying to take these hormones, and somehow my body just can't take them in. He wants to try this new thing, and it's an ultraviolet light that goes into the blood and treats it. They pull it out, and they put it in the blood, and then they put it back in your blood. I'm wondering, I don't know if you can see or have that, can think that might be a good situation for me.
Yeah,
I'm a little scared about it.
Well, yeah, and I can understand that. And I'm going to kind of go my researcher mode first with it, sweetie, is that I don't have enough, I don't know about this. This is something that's new. So thank you for that gift. I'm going to certainly do some research on it. So I don't know enough about the process itself to be able to give you an answer from that physical aspect of it. But what I can do is there's a couple things I can do just based on the energetics of the words that are associated with using the ultraviolet in that process. And then I can go in and then validate the fact you're absolutely right. Your body is building up an immunity to the antibiotics. So even if you take them, what's going to happen is it feels to me like your body is adapted in a process that what it's going to do is if you take any antibodies within 2 days, 3 days, maybe it's created its own immunity to those antibodies and it's not going to do antibiotics. It's not going to do any good for you. So there's a validation with that.
Okay.
Then the other thing is from the standpoint that with having that virus being active in your body and your outbreaks reoccurring more often, which is feels like it does to me, pulling down your energy level, changing the dynamics of the functioning of your physical body.
Right.
Then in that particular case, and because it does go systemic and the Epstein-Barr does get into the blood and it does travel to another place and other cells and everything, and that's how it really multiplies itself and it creates that survival, then knowing that, then I applaud you for your openness to at least explore this.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Because knowing your body, we've got to give your liver some reprieve. Now, one of the things I can tell you with the ultraviolet aspect of it is the frequencies associated in my world of vibrational medicine, the frequencies associated with the ultraviolet aspect of it would have a lot of benefit of causing the virus itself that is weakened to basically be cleansed from the blood, because the virus becomes active. It goes through a life cycle of its own where when it first ruptures and it gets into the blood and it infects the different cells around it, it has a lot of vitality to it. But those cells, those viruses actually have a lifespan, kind of like the human cell. So when it feels to me vibrationally that the ultraviolet process goes in, and what it's going to do is it's going to seek out all the cells that aren't as strong or as healthy, and it's going to go through the process of actually eliminating those. It feels to me that this has a lot of cutting edge future to the standpoint where it could possibly eradicate Epstein-Barr. That's an intuitive hit.
Okay.
And then the other part of it is it can minimize the invasiveness and the way that it goes systemic. So from a vibrational standpoint, first thing it feels to me, it's going to go through and it's going to get those cells that really have kind of gone beyond their vitality and they're just kind of hanging around and creating the sluggishness and robbing the body of what it needs.
Right.
The other thing that it feels to me vibrationally, and I want to research it, it feels to me that this has a lot of the same benefit of someone that does vitamin C drips if they're going to be looking at killing cancer cells. And what that does in the vitamin C is that it actually causes those cells to open their mouths based on the vitamin C and the fructose or the sweetness associated, glucose actually associated with it. And then it goes in and it basically alkalines it. So it feels like the ultraviolet alkalizes the blood to the point where the cells that are over their prime are going to be removed. They're going to basically put them into a death process.
Right.
And then by not being flooded with that, it feels like that your liver will be able to help restore some semblance of balance into your pH, into your body itself. And it also feels that that vibrational aspect of it can go in and can take a healthy virus itself and then be able to weaken it to the point where it can minimize the cells, the virus itself, to replicate, to be able to have those continual outbreaks. So
right.
It feels to me vibrationally, it's got a tremendous potential. And I have to say that as my scientist part. The thing that I keep getting with this, sweetie, is that because the doctor said it's new, that's the first trigger. We don't know what the long-term effects are. We don't know how it's going to impact us. You know, if they're going to, what are they going to do? Are they going to do like a dialysis where they're going to remove the blood?
It'll be a dialysis.
Yeah.
And that's what scares me because I'm so sensitive. I'm like so, you know, everything I can hardly take anything, even vitamins I'm so sensitive to. And I'm just a little bit concerned if I'm even going to handle it. But, you know, and I asked the nurse, I said, can we do half the, you know, amount or even a, just started out with a tiny amount. And she said they'll try to, you know, she'll ask the doctor. I haven't talked to the doctor since. I have to go back. But I just don't want to, you know, I want to start slowly. And she said that we could probably start slowly. But, yeah, I'm a little concerned about that. And because my body right now is, as you can probably feel, I'm just pretty down right now.
Well, your energy, your whole, your aura, as I feel it, honey, instead of being big and fluffy and vital, is so close to your body. It's like you've got a wetsuit on.
Yeah.
And what that does is it diminishes the vitality of the activities of the body. So your intuition saying that you're very diminished or depleted and everything, that's very accurate. On one hand, it has to do with the virus, but the other part of it is that, you know, we don't want to hit this with a 2x4. So here's my suggestion, is that you dialogue with the doctor again before you say yes. You dialogue with the doctor. Start making a list of the questions you have. Can we do this as a minimal invasiveness? This is, I am so sensitive. These are the things that I can't do. Let the doctor, you know, make a laundry list. These are the things I've tried. This is what I can't do. Then what you can do is, I actually encourage people to put all that on a piece of paper. When you go into the doctor, say, I put this down on the piece of paper, please read it, and then let the doctor go through and connect the dots, and then to be able to come in and give you the information that you need. And one of the things I can tell you, again, feeling vibrationally, when you get to this place where you are so diminished, and again, kind of going back to vitamin C drips. Vitamin C drips are just that. They're a long process. You don't go in and spend, you know, half a day, and then all of a sudden you're flooded with vitamin C. It's a drip, drip, drip process. So talk to the doctor about, you know, how much,
how
often.
He wants to do that. He wants to do a vitamin drip on me, vitamin C drip, too.
Okay. I would go back and revisit that one. That one. Ask him, can I start with a vitamin C drip? I think you're going to get a lot of benefit. One of the things, sweetie, that can, that triggers this outbreak and this more continual outbreak or more often outbreak is that your body becomes too acidic. That is a perfect environment for the Epstein-Barr virus to replicate itself, to overwhelm the cell, to burst and rupture, infect the cells around it. So ask him, can I start with a vitamin C drip? Can we look at that and see where that is? And how can we measure the progress? Then can we go into this ultraviolet thing? And can we do this slowly? Can we create a process and a protocol? Then you're going to, you like the doctor. You do like the doctor.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You do trust the doctor. It's just you don't have enough information. You don't have that warm, fuzzy that's going to get your self-esteem in there saying, you know what? I can do this. I can do this. I can go through it. I can come through it. And that's what you need, and that's where your doctor can help you. And the nurse is a wonderful being that wants to be of service and everything, but the bottom line of it is you need to talk to the doctor.
Right.
Vibration, it feels good to me. I'm going to get online. I'm going to look at it, see what it is.
Cool.
Because vibrationally it looks like it's going to work, but if it's like a dialysis and they're going to take the blood out and redo it, it's kind of like, wow, that's kind of a major thing.
Yeah, and tell you the truth, I'm not quite sure if they take out that much blood.
Right.
I don't think they take out that much blood. I think they just take out maybe a pint is about all.
Okay, well, there's where you need to get. How much are we going to do?
Right.
What are we going to do? Yeah. Because if in the mental part is it's associated with dialysis in your mind, I mean, that's a blood flushing.
Yeah, that's very scary.
And that's very, I mean, for you, that would be like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it would.
So again, you know, those are the things. Let your doctor help you with that.
But you can tell that, I mean, like for me right now, I feel like I'm at my very worst right now. Can you see that this is pretty bad here?
It is. And how it looks to me pretty bad is, very diminished, compressed aura. Your vitality, your desire to reach out or to be engaged. You're very tired. You're very depleted. Your body is feeling overwhelmed. So all of those things are accurate. And honestly. It just came in. It's just like, okay, so here we are, sweetie, you and I together. I'm sitting in your body and everything, and you and I are sitting there in the adrenals, and we're sitting there on the, you know, sitting on top of him. We're saying, okay, well, it kind of looks like, Jan, you've hit rock bottom, sweetheart.
Yeah.
So now what can we do? We need to go up. And use your self-esteem, use your intuition, ask your questions, and then go. And the only way you can do is get better. The only thing you can do is to go up. But, sweetheart, this is a pattern. You and I have worked together before on this. And from this standpoint, this is your chance for you to get in your skin and take control of your life and your body.
Okay.
And if you approach it that way, then your body will respond in like kind. And then vitamin C drip, ultraviolet, the things that you do, those are going to be the baby steps that you're going to be able to step back and say, you know what? I'm glad that I followed my intuition. I'm glad that I didn't jump into it. That's going to help build your self-esteem.
Okay.
So, you know, you may be at a place where it's not good, but I tell you, the bottom of the elevator, the only way is up, and that's what it really—that's what it really feels to me, honey.
Good, I'm glad because it's been a rough go lately, and I'm I'm getting married in a month, and my boyfriend wants to marry me, even though I'm sick, and I'm having a wedding, and I'm going, how am I going to do this? You know? And,
well, my gosh, even under the most vital body and everything, I mean, that is like stress on steroids.
I know.
So, and you know, here's something. Oh my gosh, your soul's so glorious. I love this. And Barb, hang on. I'm going to go to a break in a minute here. One of the things that your soul is saying to me is that, see, no matter how sick she gets, she's very lovable.
Aw,
nice. that's what he's doing is he's showing you that no matter where you are, you're lovable. Focus on him. Focus on your love with him. Focus on your life with him. Focus on what it's going to look like. Focus on your wedding day when you're in the ceremony. What is it going to be like to look in his eyes and to touch his hand and to be able to be on the other side where you're laugh scratching and giggling and people are joyful for you? Those are as effective vibrationally as anything else we're going to do. I really do. Your soul said, tell her to do that.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
And congratulations. You are so welcome.
Thank you. This is just awesome info, and you just give it out so beautifully, and I just appreciate it so, so much.
Oh, well, thank you. See, now you helped my self-esteem because I'm thinking, you know, I really do love doing this. So you have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too, Carol. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Okay, Barb, I'm ready. Everybody stay tuned. We're going to be right back. I'm going to be right back after this commercial break. I've got a couple more callers, and then I'm going to take those calls, share a little bit more about self-esteem. Stay tuned.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Welcome back. If you're just joining me, the topic of today's show is on self-esteem and your health. And I've been sharing a lot about self-esteem and the difference between self-esteem and self-worth. We do tend to get those confused in our thinking. And as a result, self-worth is what other people give us and take away. It's really an external thing. And then self-esteem is that internal thing that we give ourselves and we take away. And I've talked a little bit about the impact on the health itself, and what I'm going to be doing now is some of sharing in this segment are some of the ways that you can help develop and sustain that healthy self-esteem. I would like to invite you to join me for an evening of readings in two locations that I'm going to be doing these evening of readings in June of 2012. One is in Reno, Nevada. The evening of readings is on Friday, June 8th. And then also I'm going to be doing another evening of readings in the Sacramento, El Dorado, California area, and that's Friday, June 22nd. The evening of readings are really an opportunity for me to connect with people in a group and do just a very short reading. So I really start that evening of reading out talking a little bit about the energy shifts, how that's impacting the physical well-being of the body, also how it's helping affecting us psychologically. One of the things, we just came out of a little attunement that was trying to help us be more effective in our decision-making process, because we feel like we're getting, as I'm doing a lot of readings, people are having a difficult time making decisions. There seems to be this prevalence of indecisiveness. So we just got another little help from the universe, and we went in and we just had this little attunement that basically balanced our third chakra, our self-confidence, personal power chakra, with the sixth chakra, which is our intuition. And what it did is it took that learned behavior, that learned knowledge, those experiences that we've had, and it created an attunement to where our inner wisdom would be able to interface with that, been there, done that, in our experiences, and then to help us make more effective, positive, healthy choices and decisions in our life. So I always start out the evening readings talking about these little things that happen energetically, and then what I do is we pull names with people that come to these readings, put their name in a basket. I pull those names, they ask me a question, and I share my medical intuitive skills with them and answering their questions about health or energy, relationships, career. Again, it's not just always tied to health. And the thing that I found is so fascinating with the evening of readings is the fact that those, while I may be talking to someone and answering their questions, I can literally see the auras of people within the room that is getting value of that information that's shared. So it's a way for me to share. It's a fun thing for me to do. It helps a lot of people very, very quickly. And it's just a fun event all the way around. So again, if you're interested in finding out more about the Reno event on June 8th or the Sacramento El Dorado Hills event on June 22nd in California, then just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. On the homepage, you'll see a tab that says readings. Put your cursor on that tab, then you'll click down. You'll see evening of readings. Click on it. Has information on what an evening of reading event is all about. Also has registration for the events and the locations of each of the events. So I hope that you will be able to join me for both of those. Also, what I'd like to do is to let you, again, remind you about my Your Health telecast. It's happening May 24th. That is 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The topic is tinnitus. That's that ringing of the ears. Usually it's just an annoyance. It's something that we become very aware of if we do suffer from it, when we don't have a lot of external white noise, such as before we go to bed or if we're in a quiet state. A lot of people talk about being able to hear that buzzing, humming, chirping, whirling sound, even when they go into meditation, because the silence around them. So again, usually it's an annoyance. Over 50 million adults in the United States suffer from it, but sometimes it can actually lead to hearing loss, and that's something to be very mindful of. So in this teleclass, I'm going to be sharing all that information, the conditions that can contribute to it, and then alternative therapies that can not only help relieve it, but also are very effective therapies to be able to remove the tinnitus predisposition and to remove tinnitus altogether. So again, join me, www.ritberger.com. That is going to be on May 24th at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. My lines are lit up. I'm going to share some of the things that you can do, but I want to jump right back into calls. Hi, Pat from Connecticut. How are you, sweetie?
Hey, Carol. How are you?
I'm good, 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 good. So how have you been since we saw each other?
Well, I want to tell you, I depended so much every day on Archangel Raphael, who you told me was coming in to teach me. It was like more assertion, but compassion.
Right.
And since then, I've something's come up again, and I've worked on it again. And this is really like I was relating so much to the last caller and things that you were saying. The past 2 years have been, I feel like, in a way, a last chance before things really take over, disease and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And what came up again is a past life in the Holocaust.
Correct.
And so many things. It's very strong in my life, and I think I was living that life versus my own. At least I was told that.
Wow.
I was living this woman's life. And sexual abuse, violence, and so on, and death.
Correct.
So I'm terrible with self-esteem. I have been my whole life, and I've treated myself terribly.
You know what, sweetie? Honestly, you're not alone. I mean, you know that old cliche, misery loves company. All of us do that. And, you know, when we do that, just look at that as just kind of walking into that dark night of the soul, as we hear a lot about now. But what it is that we're conditioned to look outside for our self-worth and our self-esteem.
Yeah.
And we really leave ourselves vulnerable. So we come into this earth, into this world, with this memory such as you had from your past lives and the opportunity to refine and to recognize. That's why I said, great, good girl, great job, is to recognize that was a past life. And you're not coming here to be punished by that. You don't have to live that life, but maybe you do have to visit some parts of it so you can find that self-esteem. It's that recognition that, you know what? That's somebody else's life. It happened before. This is my life. I can change it. That's a self-esteem booster. The other thing is that being conditioned and the conditioning that you were raised in and those mixed messages that just seem to be prevalent throughout your entire life as a child, into your relationships as a teenager, early on in your 20s, 30s, 40s, all these different things, all these mixed messages, it would be difficult for you to be able to go in and figure out what self-esteem is because it was always being given and taken away externally. And where you are now is that, and one of the reasons that I had picked up Raphael and could actually see it in your aura when we visited each other is that in that particular standpoint, Raphael is a compassionate warrior.
Right.
Raphael teaches compassion, but Raphael isn't interested in compassion with the fellow man. Raphael's energy, that compassionate warrior, when the archangel comes in and visits us, it's like saying, be kind to yourself, little one. Be kind and show yourself the same compassion that you show others and the compassion that you show to trees or plants or animals or people, whatever it is. Love thyself. Know thyself. That's the compassion. And then that warrior part is that, again, like I was saying to Jan, my last caller, is that, you know, sometimes some of us have to hit the bottom of the elevator. We have to hit that ground floor. Sometimes we hit it hard. And it isn't because we're dumb, stupid, or lazy or anything like that. But it's just maybe our nature that we just have to hit those places before we recognize that the only way we can go is up. So maybe what you recognized is that by living those other lives and those memories and the suffering associated with it, then you can be in charge and courageous, compassionate warrior to be able to change your perception of yourself and see yourself from the perception and perspective I do. You know what? I don't think I can give you enough gold stars for all the things that you've endured in your life, all
Carol,
the abuse that you've endured.
I know, Carol. Yeah,
and
you
come
know,
through.
It's been 1,000 rock bottoms, and that's all okay. I'm here right now. The chance is to totally turn my life around, and I'm so afraid I won't do it because
you will.
The negativity is so ingrained in me. Sometimes I feel like this is my fault. I'm holding on to it.
Okay. So you know? What you can do, here's what you can do. You can look back at all the things that you've accomplished. That's why I went that direction. All the different things that you've done. You have survived. You are a survivalist. The other thing that you can do, sweetie, because this abyss, that place between rock bottom and the top, there's an abyss. There's a place where we become very emotionally vulnerable with ourselves. I would encourage you to seek the help of someone, maybe someone who works with EMDR. That's a very effective tool. You could work with someone that could work with some of this energy psychology. There's some things that you can do. You're at a place now. You've done a great job, honey. It may be that you just need a safe haven. That's what the abyss is. Archangel Raphael is your safe haven. The fact that you're still on the ladder and climbing, that's a safe haven. The fact that you've been there, done that, and still survived, that's a safe haven. But you may need someone that can be with you to show you how to work with this so you don't look back in your life and only see the negative. I really encourage you to do that, Pat.
Do you
have a psychotherapist? Or?
I have a therapist. It's pretty much, you know, general stuff. I don't know what she could do. I mean, she's wonderful because she's there, and I trust her, and that's a lot.
It is.
And I don't have money to seek out other things, really.
Well, you just need tools. There's a great book by Francine Shaparo. It's called Getting Past Your Past. And go in and look at EMDR on Amazon.
Okay.
It will pull up all of her books. And this book, Getting Past Your Past, it's not expensive. It takes a lot of the work that she's done, this new neurotechnology that she's been so efficient in and she teaches therapists to do, and she provides some basic tools of how to create that safe space so our past isn't nipping us in the bottom. We're not looking back and seeing this big ominous monster. And so it's a wonderful book for you to be able to use. I also want you, sweetie, to send me an email, carol@ritberger.com, and say, Carol, send me the name of this book. And I'm going to send you the name of that book, sweetie, and I'm also going to send you the name of two other books that will be very, very helpful. Again, you learn quickly, you absorb easily, you comprehend beautifully. That may be the tool that you need. And then talk to your therapist about EMDR. That
okay.
can be helpful, and that can get you on the road to the success. Again, they're not costly. But one of the things I am going to ask you to do, my love, all of a sudden your soul gave me a kind of a request. I'm going to give you the name of these books. I'm going to list them in the sequence as I energetically know you.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to buy one book at a time.
All right.
And read one book at a time and hold on to that list, because they will be a progressive process, as I know you energetically and Raphael knows you. There'll be a progressive process for you to do that. We don't want all three sitting on your desk and overwhelming you. The point of this is no more overwhelm.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this. You've done it before. You've done it before. The other thing, sweetheart, you feel like your sleep isn't good quality. You feel like you're in some sleep deprivation. Can you take some naps in the afternoon? Can you do that for yourself?
Yeah, and I'm trying to get off what I take to sleep at night and try to do, you know, sleep naturally.
Okay.
I do take something, you know, a prescription drug.
Right. So what you want to do is you want to take your naps during the day when you get tired sleep. It's okay.
Okay.
And that's going to help you. That's going to help restore that chemical balance as well. So carol@ritberger.com, send me an email. I'll send you the list of those books, and then I think that will get you into a place, and then support it with your therapist.
Okay.
Get some sleep, and I think that's going to help you tremendously.
Thank you so much. I love you, Carol. I'm always so
grateful.
I
love you too, honey, and thank you for, you know, always being there and helping me as well. All right. I want to jump back in. I do want to take another call. I'd like to take Gail from Reno. Hi, Gail. Hi, sweet. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, hello?
Oh, hi, Gail. Hi, sweetheart. I guess it was me in the background. You have a question for me, honey.
Oh, actually, I do. It's about being physically, I'm physically different person, so I'm constantly running up against, self-esteem issues. I'm very small. I'm about 4 foot 8 or 9, and my my top half is real thin and puny, and my bottom half is real thick and, very thick.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm kind of shy at times, and so I was wondering if you have any kind of ideas about that. You know, I was thinking, well, maybe I can try and lose some weight or something like that, and feel, you know, actually I've been struggling with this for a long time.
Yes, you have, sweetheart. You have. The first thing that I can tell you is that I'm going to have to go, you're a spiritual being having a physical experience.
Mm-hmm.
That spiritual, intuitive part of you is extremely gifted. You're very light. You're very interactive. You're just, you're like a butterfly. The bottom half of you is like a tree trunk.
Uh-huh.
And it's like it needs to keep you, something that's been said to you, you need to keep yourself grounded. You need to keep yourself on this earth. You need to fit in. You need to do all these things. I get all this, you need to.
Uh-huh.
And my sense is that a lot of the energy that you have in the lower half of your body is that as you're learning to adapt and bend and go and flow and all the things that you do, that tree trunk is becoming very, very thick.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that you can do is that you can go in and remember your spiritual being having a physical experience. You, mm-hmm. What that means is that you don't have to get stuck in what was, what could be, and then you can be more free, you can move more freely, you can take those steps forward the way that you need. So in that particular standpoint, your body keeps saying to me, just tell her to walk. Don't worry about exercising. Just tell her to walk. Change the scenery. See what's new. Let that intuitive part of her see things differently. All of those things are very, very important. The walking is going to change the metabolism. It's going to change the way that your body retains fluid. It's going to help take away a lot of that excess waste that you're carrying, that cellular waste that you're carrying mm-hmm. in that lower area. It's going to move those muscles. All of those things are going to help you. So walking is a great way for you to thin that trunk down to the point where it can be as, slender as the upper half of who you are. It really doesn't feel like it's food to me, sweetie. It just feels like we need to get some movement. And maybe
and
your
you
shyness
think it's
is...
like estrogen dominance?
It is. That is it exactly. So the next thing is that we want to get your estrogen into some kind of balance. Are you working with someone? Have you had a hormone panel done?
I had one done a long time ago, but I should probably have one done again.
Yes, please. What we want them to do is we want them to see the estrogen, progesterone dynamics, the testosterone dynamics,
mm-hmm.
and then also we want them to look at the DHEA.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to a traditional doctor that works in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
What you could do is you could find a naturopath that could also do some testing. But until we know where that is with the estrogen dominant, we don't want to throw a bunch of progesterone, because progesterone can also cause the body to go, that's a masculine hormone, can cause the body to develop in a masculine way. And so what we want to do is we want to get those balanced. So that's the best way for you to start, sweetie.
Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome. Sorry I have to cut you off. I am running out of time. I can't believe this. But anyway,
well,
Gail.
You know what? I will look forward to seeing you in Reno when you're here.
Oh, that would be great. And do come up and introduce yourself and give me a great big hug.
Oh, thank you. I sure will.
Okay, very good. So
okay.
What are a couple of things that you can do to develop and sustain a healthy self-esteem? Focus on your positive attributes and your strengths. When you look in the mirror, look at the things that you love, not at the things that you don't like about yourself. Believe in yourself and your abilities. I mean, we're all good at something, and we're all good at a lot of things. It's just that maybe we've been conditioned to tell us that we're not good at anything. And what happens over and over again is we get conditioned to believe that. So look at, I always say to people, write down what you're good at, and then write down what you're really good at, and then write down what you love doing, and then write down what you really love doing. And what that does is it gives you a chance to go in and find those abilities and those strengths. Surround yourself with people who cheer you on. We don't want those naysayers that are always kind of telling us all the things that are bad about who we are. Expect success and act accordingly. Hold yourself in high self-esteem and treat yourself with the same respect and compassion that you treat others. Very simple things, but they're things that we have to be mindful of from the standpoint that, you know, again, the world is telling us that maybe we're not good enough or we're not enough. We just have to turn that around and say, you know, I am good enough. I am really, really a wonderful, kind, compassionate, generous, loving person. There's our affirmation for the day. Thank you so much for joining me. These hours go by so quickly. If you want to hear this show, you can go to my archives, www.ritberger.com. Have a great week, and I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Have a wonderful one.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.